Hello,
and hey guys,
welcome back to Dear Mama. This is season two
of
Dear Mama.
Yes, we're back with season two.
We have some exciting things coming for season two. Today, we want to talk about, and we don't want to start on a low note, but this is disturbing and alarming. We want to talk about sex trafficking and the missing 75,000 plus women and girls that are missing and have been either unreported or no media coverage has been on them.
And it's not just women, females at all. It's they're taking our boys too. And I have two sons, so that's serious for me. But we just wanted to talk about it. We've been getting some posts on Facebook. I know I've shared at least 15 posts regarding children locally. So I feel like it's a problem now. So we just wanted to chat with you guys about it. We're going to share with you some tips just to kind of help us through this situation that seems to be plaguing and not just our city, but the world. So, yeah. All right. So, as we stated earlier, we will be discussing human trafficking today. And we know this is not a new issue. I actually put a post on Facebook saying, I can guarantee, I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was along the lines of, I can guarantee somebody saw something in at least one of these situations. And someone inboxed me saying, do you really think people would sit by and allow that to happen? Well, in some cases, yes, because the street code, quote unquote, tells you to mind your business.
Absolutely.
We can't mind our business anymore. But the second part of that is not consciously. Like, we're all doing our own thing. Like, if I'm in a parking lot at Walmart, I'm not, you know, well, I'm kind of nosy, so I kind of do look at other people and check my surroundings, but most people aren't like that. So it's really not a conscious decision to be minding your business and not, you know, seeing somebody being taken away, but some people do it. So,
and we as women just naturally need to be aware of our surroundings.
Right.
Not to say that, you know, people want to abduct us, but you just never know. I saw on social media where these guys were stalking people in Hobby Lobby, just walking around following people, women, of course, in Hobby Lobby. And as they exited the store, they noticed one of the men go out to a white van.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And the other was still following her. She went back in the store and had the manager call the police. But this happens, you know, on a regular basis. We just, as women, need to be aware of our surroundings.
Especially with children. Like, I get so sidetracked. I can be putting groceries in the car. And my two, if you've never met my two, my two will just, like, take off running around the car. Or they want to play tag with each other. And so now I'm dealing with this. The door is open. The front door is open. You know, that's just the perfect opportunity for somebody who's, you know, trying to take us or take something from us or whatever the case. So we just need to be a little bit more mindful.
And I think time is out for giving your kids as much freedom as possible. I know when I was a kid, the village raised me and my best friend, my nieces and my nephews. From one end of the street to the other, there was always someone watching us as we played outside. When Bella was a kid, I didn't let her go far. Like, she was always within earshot. And if she was at someone's house, I knew the parent and the child. Like, she didn't just wander off or just take off on her bicycle and go to the store. I think we allow our kids too much freedom to go wherever they want to go. And that just leaves, you know, too much time for them to be abducted. And it's for you to not know where your children are at all times, just is, it's time out for not knowing.
And you can attest to this. I have been freaking out. And it's like, I know this is not new. Like, I know there are other things that they're trying to get us for. And I totally understand all of that. But I have not been wanting to leave the house, especially not with my children. And for me to think that way, I was driving out the drive out of our subdivision this morning. And some lady just dropped her son off. Now, it wasn't like at the stop sign where the bus comes. It was just like in the middle of the street. Like one of those side houses on the street, not in the subdivision. And I'm just sitting there looking, and I felt like I needed to stay. Like, as somebody else's parent, I felt like I should stay, because why are you leaving your child? And we see on the news every day, especially this week, somebody's going missing. I'm just like, do you not care at this point?
A lot of people just don't know, though. A lot of people don't spend as much time on social media as we do. And people don't watch the news. The news depresses me. And a lot of these cases are not, while they are not on the news, there are quite a few that are. And people just aren't aware of what's going on, not only in the world, but in their communities.
So, for somebody who doesn't know, like, what is human trafficking? Like, what should they be, I don't know, afraid of at this point? Because you should have, I don't know, that's ignorant to say you should have educated yourself. But if you don't know at this point, and especially if you're on social media, you need to be trying to figure something out. So, if they haven't, What would you tell them, like, to look out for? Or
I just think people just need to know where their children are at all times. And then, like I said, just not give them as much freedom, because predators look as normal as your neighbor next door handing kids apples. Like, they are just normal looking people. Like, the lady in Hobby Lobby noticed that these guys were following her, but to those who don't pay attention to their surroundings, they could have just thought, you know, these men were just normal men. And that,
shopping in Hobby Lobby.
Right, and that the white van that the one guy went out to was just a regular work van.
Oh, and that's another thing. I saw a post on Facebook. It was a guy, I don't remember his name, let's say his name was John, and he was like, oh, my name is John, this is my van that I use to feed my family, one of those, like, caravan vans that they're snatching people in. But he was basically saying, like, stop thinking everybody in this type of van is out to get you, because we're just going to work. And while it was meant to be funny, like, ignorantly, I was looking for vans. Okay. And I understand, okay, they're, you know, they're not just in vans, but That's what I was looking for.
Okay, y'all, this topic is really, really serious. But I have to point out that Bella is uber paranoid. She's a hypochondriac. Excuse me. And everything that she sees that happens in the news, she somehow believes is going to happen to her. So, just as a quick example, I took the kids to the playground down the street to take some snapshots of them. And before we walked out the door, she said, "Ma, don't let anything happen to my children. Don't let anything happen to my children. These are my grandbabies. Like, one, why would I let them out of my sight? And two, if anybody knows these two little boys, she knows that if they took them, they'll bring them back. They'll bring them back.
And they'll bring, my boys like
that. And they'll bring them back quickly." But she's paranoid. And I understand why she's paranoid, because it's an epidemic at this point. I mean, 75,000 plus. I don't know the exact number. I know it's over 75,000. The last article that I read was in September of this year, and it was at 75,000 then. And we've seen several posts on Facebook just this week. So I know that the numbers
are
higher, right? And steadily increasing if we are not aware of, one, what's going on, and two, where our children are.
And I also saw another post that was supposed to be funny, saying they were out to get young, hot, like, basically nice-shaped girls, like Bertha. You ain't got that to worry about. And I'm like, that's so ignorant, because, I mean, they may have, like, a, oh, you're too old limit, but I don't think they out here pressed about if you got a stomach or some cellulite. No.
I think they are.
No. I feel like if they feel like you're weak enough to go for it, they after it. I don't care.
And another thing, one thing I did as a parent for Bella as she was growing up was to build her up. Self-esteem is not an issue for her. It has never been an issue for her, as far as I know, because I've always built her up. I've always built her up. I've always told her she was beautiful. I always told her how smart she was. And I always told her how talented she was. I always told her how blessed she was, or is. I'm saying was, but as a child, this is what I told her. Like, she was always my pretty girl, and she was always beautiful as a teenager, even though she got on my nerves. She was, even as an adult, I still talk about how beautiful and talented and proud of her that I am. So build your children up so that when they are without you, they're not looking for
that attention that they're missing. Because that's another thing. They're not just out here just snatching. They're luring you in the form of a sugar daddy and
money
and
shoes, clothes, makeup.
Yeah. So I saw an ad. I keep going back to Facebook. Facebook is just going to ruin it for me.
Yeah.
But a lady, she's like training you how to be like a sugar baby. So somebody that's being funded or sponsored by a sugar daddy. And that's how they're getting you, like making you feel like you can meet these rich guys and they just gonna take you out on a date and give you their money for free. And then you'll end up thinking you're in a relationship.
That is crazy.
End up in Red Roof Inn off Hammond, right down the street from State Farm, where they're trafficking people. Like, I used to go over there every single day, and I would have never thought that was going on right there.
But absolutely crazy.
That's neither here nor there. So we just wanted to kind of shed some light on this.
And parents of boys, let me say this. I read in an article that the majority of the boys that are missing, because boys are going missing as well, are boys who identify as females or have come out as transgender. Parents, talk to your kids. A lot of them may have run away because, you know, they're being disowned by their families, or, you know, their families don't agree with their lifestyles. And while I don't agree with it, you still have to love on your children. You can't disown them, because you don't want this fate to happen to them. There are counselors out there. There are so many different resources that you can call or that you can reach out to help your children if they are struggling with their identities sexually.
Okay, so we're gonna end it with some tips.
Okay, so here are our tips. Tip one, your elbow is the strongest point on your body. If you're close enough, use it.
I'm telling you.
Number two, if you are thrown in the trunk of a car, kick out the taillights and wave for attention. If people see cars riding by with an arm sticking out the taillight, people right. waving, and people, if you see something like this, do something.
Right.
Call the police. Number three, don't just sit in your car after shopping, like if you're at the mall or at the grocery store or even at the movie theater. Don't just sit there because right. you're attracting people to you. Number four, yeah, get in your car and go. Number four, if someone is in the car with a gun to your head, do not drive off. You know, just put the car and drive. Stomp on the gas and go.
This is not funny, y'all. My mama is just extra.
Stomp on the gas and go. And then crash into something. Draw attention to you.
And they're probably not in their seatbelt, so they'll be hurt.
And then number five, always take the elevator in parking garages. Don't walk up the stairs.
Especially alone.
Because people put cameras in, there are a lot of surveillance in parking garages, but there's surveillance in the elevators.
All right, and also, I guess number six would be to always check your car. So if you're pumping gas, I know they tell us not to do it all the time, but I leave my car unlocked. So when I come back, I've started to check the passenger seat, look in the back seat. I have a hatchback, look back there, wherever. Just make sure you check your car out. And number seven, like we said before, be mindful of your surroundings. I'm nosy, like I said, I watch people. So just be mindful. Number eight, always let someone know your whereabouts.
Now, this is important because this girl here, we tell her every time she leaves to call us and let us know that you're home. It's not that we're trying to keep tabs on her. We just want to know that she made it to her destination safely. So just always let somebody know where you are.
All right. And I get it now, seriously. Number nine, if you're suspicious or you see something out of the ordinary and you don't feel comfortable walking to your car or wherever it is that you're going, a public place, ask for a security escort. They have to, by law. If you see a police, they have to. Just ask. And then the last, but certainly not least, if the predator has a gun and you are not under his control, they don't feel like you should stay in the situation, you should just take off running. And this is because there's a 4 in 100 chance that you're going to be hit. And so they also suggest that you run in a zigzag pattern, because if you do get hit, it may not be, you know, a serious wound, maybe a leg or something, but we rather crutches than caskets.
Absolutely. So if you are not following these tips, or you know of someone who is missing, or have some a loved one of your own that's missing, we have some information for you. You can contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-843-5678.
Or you can contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Their number is 1-888-373-7888. And we understand that everybody doesn't have to use these resources, or you don't need them now. But if you know someone who does, like, share this information, share this podcast, let somebody know. It's really getting bad out here, and we have to do better for ourselves, because clearly.
And there's one last tip I'd like to add. Just walk in groups. I'm just thinking about my goddaughter who's at the University of Georgia. We told her before we left, when we took her to school, do not go anywhere by yourself.
Right.
Get a partner. And that goes for high school students, you know, elementary school kids. Although you should not have your elementary school and middle school kids just off wandering about by themselves. But walking groups, it helps.
All right. So, as always, it has been fun.
Always.
We look forward to getting back with you guys.
And we hope that you enjoy this podcast. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify.
And wherever you can stream podcasts. But follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That's at Dear Mama Podcast. And we also have some goodies coming for you guys. So just be on the lookout for that. If you're not following us already, do so. If you're not listening, listen. If you're friends aren't listening, tell them to give us 13 minutes of their time, because we don't go long at all. But we have had an awesome time with you guys today.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
All right. Bye.